Hello again, it's Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas.
Right, we are on the line with Randy Hinderliner with Randy's recap. We're now done with Cadet Greco, and we fared a little bit better. We had one All-American in freestyle, and we ended up with four in Greco. So really solid performance. We had a finalist in Kyle Haas. We had a fifth placer in Gavin Carter. Keegan Slider was in fourth place. And Tyler Caldwell finished up at, Tony Caldwell, excuse me, finished up in sixth place. Randy, fill us in a little bit on how things went overall in Greco for the cadets.
Well, yeah, thanks, Pat, for having me. I think the cadets finished, of course, not, they're never quite where they want to be, but I think they were happy, the coaches were happy with the results, especially bouncing back a little bit from freestyle.
Yeah, and, you know, when I look at the individual performances a little bit, you look at a guy like Keegan Slider. I mean, he went 5-2 in freestyle and then won his first two matches in Greco, lost his next one, and then won his next, I believe it was six, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven in a row to make make a spot in the third place match, and he dropped that one. But you know, what a gutty performance from him. We had two semifinalists in Gavin Carter and Kyle Haas. And Kyle, as I said, the national runner-up. And Gavin made his way to the fifth-place match and took that. And then again, Tony Caldwell, sixth place. Talk a little bit about those other guys and maybe save Haas for the last there.
Yeah, well, it was fun to watch Keegan. You know, he wrestled a ton of matches. In fact, Mike Juby, in a spreadsheet he has to do up with results, had added another column for first time in 10 years he's been using the spreadsheet. And this is the first time we've ever had anybody in 10 years that has wrestled 11 matches.
Is that right?
Greco.
Wow.
So,
wow.
Yeah, that was pretty amazing. But Keegan is just a beast on top. You know, when he gets on top, he gets his gut wrench locked up and he closes out matches in a hurry with that killer gut he's got. But in his third place match, he got matched up with a fellow from Nebraska. He was an arm spin specialist, and you know, it was an arm spin battle. Keegan tried a couple of them, but the Nebraska guy countered those, and anyway, shut Keegan out in our match for third place. But Keegan is probably fairly wore out. Will sleep well tonight and finishes fourth. We've got Gavin Carter.
Yeah, and back to Keegan for just a second. You know, you talk about those 11 matches, and only one match was not a tech in the whole time. So you're right.
Right.
He turned those guys like tops, and just an amazing display that he had. So. All right, so you're talking, I'm sorry to interrupt, talking about Gavin now.
Well, I'll just a little bit more about Keegan. All matches except his last match ended in the first period. And so while he had 11 matches, he was making pretty quick work of most of them. So, but on with Gavin. Of course, I wasn't able to watch his match so much as Kyle Haas was on the stage at the same time. He finished up, he text Paul, his opponent from Ohio in pretty quick order. He had a 10-0 tech in a minute and 22 seconds. So that's a pretty dominant performance by Gavin.
It sure was. And, can you fill us in a little bit about his semifinals match? It looked a little strange to me that all of a sudden it looked like they were in a bit of a tussle, then the match was over. Was it kind of a touch fall situation, or what actually occurred there?
Right. I think, Gavin was 5-5 at one time. And, you know, of course, you know, Gavin's a bigger guy, and as bigger guys do once in a while, you know, they kind of battle and land on their back. And that's a lot of weight to move. So, you know, Gavin, it was pinned, but I think that would be a pretty good match. You know, 10 times they probably each have five wins, but that happened to go to the opponent.
You know, in a heck of a job for Gavin to come back like that, you know, and I believe it was his blood round match in freestyle that he lost by a single point, and he comes back and takes fifth in Greco. So a lot of heart shown by that young man.
Yes, a lot of perseverance by Gavin and a lot of our young men to have that perseverance factor.
Tony Caldwell, he double All-American this year at heavyweight. He had a strong performance as well. Tell us a little bit about Tony.
Yeah, man, Tony's a great kid, and you know, physically, he's probably the shortest heavyweight in the competition this week in both styles, and so he's got to battle a little bit of the size factor, but. He's learned how to use his body, what gifts he does have, and battles real hard. And in his finals match, he ended up losing 10-2 to Kobus from Illinois. But, you know, it was a great battle. And, in fact, Tony was ahead on criteria in the first period. But, you know, getting positions once again, like I said, with Gavin, that once in a while it's hard to come back from bad positions.
Yeah, and I tell you, you know, you talk about it, just watching him improve over the last, really, I've kind of watched him a little bit from the Scholastic season on, and just so much improvement, and he's going to be, you know, a really one to contend with in the next couple years, for sure.
Well, yeah, like a lot of these guys that are just sophomores coming in, you know, sophomores will be entering their junior year, got a couple, three Scholastic years ahead of them, and that bodes well for their Scholastic teams and also for state placers in the future. So,
okay, now on to Kyle Haas. You know, he's already well established. You know, he won the Folkstyle Nationals this spring in April. Has done a lot of training and a lot of competitions in between. Ends, you know, with an All-American finish. His third All-American finish in freestyle the other day, and now he makes the finals in Greco. Comes up a bit short, but I tell you, watching that match, he was not tentative. He was out there to win that match and really put it on the line. A fun guy to watch, and it was really neat to see the way he battled in that finals match, even though he came up short.
Well, yeah, I mean, one thing I've always said, like a lot of other coaches say, that a thrower is never out of a match. And, and once in a while he got positions with another kid that was a thrower himself. So, Hannah was a tough guy from Hannah from Wisconsin, but Kyle's in the match from the start. And although it ended up kind of against Kyle a little bit, he was surely in the match.
Absolutely, and you know, you hate to compare styles and say if this was a folk style match, the result would have been different in that, but you could really see that Hannon was a very skilled Greco wrestler. He was a returning national runner-up, you know, and now he's a national champion. So that did matter in that match. You could just see it positionally, but Kyle Haas, what a gem of a competitor.
Yes, absolutely, and thing, the future's pretty bright for Kyle Haas, and he hopefully will be a mainstay for Kansas for the next couple of years.
Okay, and off the top of your head, are there any other that fell a little bit short of All-American finishes? I know that like Zach Keel had a heck of a tournament like he did in freestyle, but came up a little short. Any others that you'd like to talk about?
Yeah, you're correct in that Zach Keel lost in the blood round, and you know, we have a couple others. I mean, if I start trying to think of things, I'll probably come up with them, but, you know, I don't want to leave anybody out either, but,
sure.
You know, as a team, we fared, I think we competed better in Greco, and I think we did a good job overall.
Absolutely. Well, we're certainly proud of the performance, proud of the coaches and administratively what all you do for Team Kansas, and you know, that puts a cap on Greco for cadets and freestyle for cadets. The girls, the juniors and cadets are both done. So all we have left now is junior Greco, which is currently underway. And we've got several still alive. Any preliminary reports you'd like to give on junior Greco?
Yeah, junior Greco is going well. And we've still got, I think, 18 alive. unfortunately, we've lost the Porsche stud. But, you know, he went 0-2 and is out of the tournament. But, you know, we've got several others.
I think Dayton was battling a little sickness coming in. And, that is unfortunate. Unfortunate timing for something like that.
Right. It always is. You know, and hopefully you're at your best. You know, like I reported on the forum, it's a bad week to have a bad week. And kind of where Dayton fell off. And, we've got another year of watching him, and hopefully he'll have a better year next year.
All right, Randy. Well, thank you for joining Airtime for Randy's Recap.
Thanks a lot, Pat.
This has been Patrick Kelly with Airtime, the official podcast of the Olympic Styles of USA Wrestling Kansas. Until next time, thanks for listening.